This is Jeremy Jump again. The next two episodes of the Student Agency Podcast are going to be a little bit different. For the first one, I was away at a conference and couldn't be in the same room, but didn't want to delay the recording of the podcast. And so I asked the students to just take care of it themselves. The conversation you're about to hear is completely unedited and is reflective of what was going on in the room and their interpretation of the assignment that was left for them. The same thing with the one that is going to be released next, which I believe is the seventh in the series. We will be back to a more normal recording situation soon, but with just a couple of weeks left in the semester, I think we are... One, finding a groove, and two, I am excited for you to hear what the students do on their own. Some very funny moments inside. Enjoy.
John Carter Chapel,
Lucas Hinderleiter.
I'm Sergio Aguilar.
And today we're going to be talking about brands iconography. So I chose BMW, and for those of you that don't know, their logo is it's a circle with a black ring that says BMW, and then on the inside it's a blue and white, like, checkered design, I guess. When we look at the design rules for it, rule number one is to keep it simple. I would say BMW's logo is fairly simple and pretty easy to remember. And I'd also say it's pretty meaningful for their brand. I mean, I see it represented a lot around just walking every day. As far as the using colors, they only use three colors, which keeps that rule intact. And it's pretty distinctive as well. Looking for the outcomes that they would want out of their logo. The first one is evidence of how the thing considers design. Their logo's been around for so long, so I'd assume, I mean, it's working, and they've considered the design for a long time. And next up is like a banner for the people to rally around. A lot of people have BMW stickers and whatnot everywhere, so I'd say it's easy to rally around for them. And as far as Foster's connection, yeah, I'd say BMW has, like, their own little group that they like to associate with, so it definitely fosters a connection with them.
For sure.
I'm going next. All right, so I did Adidas. So it is... It's pretty simple. I mean, it's just three lines. And I've been looking at it through the years. It's always been just three lines. It does have the word Adidas underneath it, but it's if you see it from far, you can know what it's Adidas. It does use two to three basic colors. Well, just black and white, which is simple. And it is distinctive, which, I mean, I'm pretty sure it is. Guess.
Yeah.
And then for the outcomes, I don't know how to describe the outcomes. How would you describe the outcomes of it?
I think just like if people are like representing it and kind of with it, I guess.
I mean, a lot of people do. There's like the soccer portion which a lot of people use it for, or just like fashion and stuff. So a lot of people do use Adidas for, like, just different, just for shoes or just clothing, so.
I guess I go next. So mine is Spotify, and just kind of looking at the history of the Spotify logo. The very first Spotify logo, which was in 2008, has, like, a very poop green. It's
It's kind of vomit looking.
Yeah, it I don't know. I don't like it. But the one thing that it kind of incorporates is the O is kind of up and has like the four little lines that the current logo has now. So when they redid it in 2013, they've kind of followed that trend since. And I think the lines, I guess, represent sound waves. And so the logo, I think, does a pretty good job at following the rules. It's simple, has the meaningful symbolism, which is the sound waves for music, obviously. Has two colors, that's it, green and white. I think it's distinctive among other platforms as well. And depending on which logo you use, it will have words in it. But when you say Spotify, the first thing that comes to people's head is the little circle with the sound waves. I think the outcome is brand recognition and for people to, when they see it, to know that it's Spotify instantly. I don't know if Apple Music just uses the Apple logo with music next to it. I think Spotify does a good job to separate itself from that, but they also don't have a name brand phone that goes along with it. So
that's true.
But I think this logo does a pretty good job. I guess you could say that this logo also fosters some sort of connection, whether it's, you'd say, like, who, does anyone in here use Spotify or are you Apple Music?
I use Apple Music.
I use both.
Neither.
Oh, okay. So, for some reason, I think Apple Music's become more popular than Spotify. I've always used Spotify. I like Spotify. And so I think you can definitely, it's sort of like Apple and Samsung, which one's better? It's
usually on Samsung you can like get the free Apple or not the Apple, the Spotify.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They like jailbreak it or something. Uh-huh. That's what they do.
Oh.
And then Apple Music.
I use Musi. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like it's kind of like Apple Music, but you ain't gotta buy it. And it's like it's basically just YouTube music, kind of, sort of.
I wonder if I have heard of
it. Don't you have like to download it and stuff like every single?
No, you don't. It's just orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I pay $14 a month for Spotify, so no ads, baby.
Yeah, I get a lot of ads.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I have for Spotify.
All right. Well, my brand that I chose is Dodge, specifically Ram.
Ram it.
Over the years, I mean, the logo has changed, but not like a lot. It's one to two colors. Depends on which logo you look at. It's either black and red or black and white. It just depends. I don't really know which one. It's really just black and red.
Yeah.
To me, it's pretty simple. It just says Dodge with two lines going through the two little red slash marks. Actually, no, this is Dodge, not Ram. Okay.
They used to be the same.
They used to be the same until they split up.
Uh-huh.
They split up, and Dodge and Ram went different ways.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it works now, but...
They're all still owned, I think, by Chrysler.
Oh, yeah. No, so. Chrysler is still the main... Yeah. But as for the logo, I think it's pretty simple. It's just Dodge. meanings, it does use meaningful symbolism, I think, because of the two little red lines on the side, because you see that on all the cars. Two or three base colors, like I said, just black and red. I think it's pretty distinctive. Like, mine could be a little better, because it doesn't really have a certain symbol like certain cars have. It's got, like I said, it's got the two red lines, but I mean, that's not really like BMW. It's got the staple,
circle, yeah,
like a staple of that little circle with the blue, white, and black checkered on it. But I mean, like for Ram, that's got it. That one's got the distinctive Ram logo on it, which has changed hardly any in the past 20 years. But does have lettering. The Dodge does. So, I mean, that's... I'm not real sure if it'd be visible from a distance unless you just see the two red lines, you know?
Yeah, I think I wonder if it would be hard to...
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, Dodge makes unique car, but if you couldn't see the logo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think for, like, the Dodge Ram, you totally could, because that's just a Ram.
Yeah.
You know? But I think good outcomes. I think it has a good connection. Mm. I feel like kind of what you said with BMW, there's a certain group that likes, like, that, like the Rams. I'm guilty because I've got one, but... Yeah. I don't know. How would y'all answer these others for, like, Dodge?
As in, these right here?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it fosters a connection because you've got the two groups of people that are Dodge or Ford or whatever, Ford Tough. You know, so, so you've got those groups. I think you can definitely, I don't say create a stereotype, but you can –
Oh, you definitely can.
Yeah.
100%. There's a stereotype with, like, every brand of a truck.
I mean, same on TikTok where beer cans are falling out of the Ram or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think people can get behind a certain vehicle, and especially when you find those Facebook groups or people are...
Oh, yeah. Or, like, the forums on Reddit or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, I think you've hit pretty much everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Foster's, it's a banner for people.
Yeah.
I mean, people's vehicles, it represents them.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's pretty adaptable, too.
Uh-huh.
You can come to like it pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. I think now our task is to try to figure out which one's
the best.
Yeah.
Out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got two vehicles.
One.
Music and clothing.
Clothing, yeah.
I don't know.
They all have their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, because, yeah, I mean, Spotify's really good at, like, making it kind of like a different logo for the music and, like, making it really specific to them. But, I mean, also, like, with the vehicle brands, I mean, it's really easy to have, like, a group and something to rally behind, so. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of.
Yeah. I mean, and I think if we're looking at everything, I think Ram or Dodge, whatever you want
mm-hmm.
call it, what year. They have all those sorts of different logos, and I don't know. You see the logo, yes, but I don't know. It's more of when you see the vehicle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
even if you want to go to, like, the Dodge, you've got the Hellcat, the Demon, the
mm-hmm.
SRT. So you got a bunch of different, like, little logos.
I think the new Hornet's got a different logo, too.
Yeah, I think it's this one.
Yep.
It's got that one on the front, mm-hmm. which is new. But, like, for the Hellcat, you got the little Hellcat on the side. Or the Demon, you get the little Demon on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Scat Pack, you got... It just says 392 on the side, but it's something other than it just saying Dodge on the front.
Yeah. You've been pretty quiet over there. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I see how, like, pretty much each brand is, like, unique to a certain amount of, like, people, mm-hmm. you know, like, the Dodge and Ram, it's for people that love that type of car, you know. I'm more of a Honda person, just saying, like, I guess it's just also how I grew up with my parents, too,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I was just put into that type of, like, car or something, or same. I think it's same with, like, clothing or music, you know. It's, like, the group of people who you hang out with, you know. Like, I see more people, like, if I'm with my friends, my roommates, they have all Apple Music, I'll stay with Apple Music, mm-hmm. you know. But when maybe a different group, they're more of Spotify, I'll go with Spotify or stuff like that, so. Well,
and I think Franklin kind of has a influence on that, because I think we're in Adidas school, too, aren't we?
It changes. Like, I know my freshman year, it was, like,
Adidas.
It was Nike, and then it was 2 years of Adidas, and then now it's back to Nike this year. Yeah, I think. Really? Yeah, so it keeps changing every year.
Because I've been here since my second semester of my sophomore year, and it was Adidas. But they're switching back.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, they've been switching out in and out.
It's because they're changing the logo, too.
Yeah. Oh, they are changing the logo here?
I didn't say that.
They're changing the frame. Oh, they're getting a new bear. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been talking about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a new bear, and, like, the grizzly looks a little different, too.
Is it the one? I think I've seen a picture of it.
It's kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it, like a smooth bear.
Yeah.
There's not as much, like, rigid lines on it and stuff.
Which one is it?
He's going to hack into it. If I find the first picture, that looks like it.
I've seen it. It's like a...
I've got a picture of it.
It's real... It's real smooth. Yeah.
It's like kind of round.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it this one?
What? Yeah, it's totally that.
Yeah.
That'd be something if I was... Like a Bears team of Bears kind of logo.
I mean, I want to say it looks, it's not like this, but it's like, it's smaller and it looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But while you're finding that, I don't know. This one's a hard one to figure out which one I think has the best. I mean, I think BMW's iconic. Yes, that one.
That's it.
That looks like the eSports logo. Is that the new?
And I think that's kind of the
whole idea.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Huh.
But I think the one we have now will be iconic forever. I don't think.
Oh yeah, it's not gonna go away.
Yeah,
but it's just not gonna be used anymore.
But yeah, I think basic, simple.
Yeah.
People can draw that no problem. BMW. I think people can draw it to circle. RAM, I think people could draw it. I don't know.
Depends
on your artistic
I guess,
ability.
Like, your favorite car or something.
Yeah.
And, like, that type of logo.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, no one's really going to draw, like, if you go to Dodge instead of the Ram, no one's going to draw those two lines.
No.
No one thinks of it.
No, people think
of it. They're just going to write Dodge.
That, yeah. Well, when I think of Dodge, I just think of the Ram logo. That's, that's the first
thing.
Yeah,
that's what I think of.
That's pretty hard to draw.
Yes.
I will say that. I mean... I don't think I could draw it unless I traced it. So,
I don't know.
So I think that kind of rules out Ram.
Yeah. Sorry. See you later.
No, you're good.
He's gonna start hitting the air horn behind my window. 2 o'clock in the morning.
That was one night. There was a party going on.
I mean, I'd probably say Adidas is the best. I mean, they have a huge following.
Yeah, and I think it's
three stripes.
I think it's just, yeah. I mean, people can draw it.
Simple, meaningful.
Spotify, stuff. You can draw, I'm just saying. But you got to have markers to do that.
I think the two easiest ones are Adidas and Spotify.
Yeah.
BMW would be easy, but it's the stuff in the middle
that
people would probably mess
up.
Yeah, even Adidas is like new logo. It's literally just three lines.
Yeah. Like, the three stripes.
It's just literally just three stripes.
That's their new logo?
That's their new logo. Like, they're still using this. And I see this sometimes.
Yeah.
I've never seen this one. That looks like.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
I've never seen that one. But
that's their new one?
Yeah.
Really?
I
haven't seen that one.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I think we all can agree that.
It's probably the easiest.
Yeah. Easiest to draw, easiest to point out. So, congratulations. You were the lucky winner.
You have won the battle.
Woo.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Is there any way we could be any more specific? Because I don't want to be, you know, too vague.
Yeah. Well, I guess with Adidas, it's, like I said, we say it's simple. It's easy to... draw, it's easy to spot out. I mean, even if you
can see it
took off if you took off the word Adidas,
you can still tell
people could tell it's
and the three lines on the sleeves.
That is
that's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
No one else does it, so no, I mean that's it really.
Yeah, I mean
it's got a good connection.
A lot of connections with different like I said, the teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like even with like partnered with like was with Franklin, but now it's Nike. But like, yeah. Soccer. There's, just fashion. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that about wraps it up.
Yeah. Well.
Sweet.
All right.
Bye.